and welcome to the King of Breast podcast with Dr. Jen, the show dedicated to empowering women through knowledge, tools, and resources to take control of your breast health journey. I'm your host, Dr. Jen Simmons, and I'm thrilled to have you join me on this insightful and inspiring journey. As a breast cancer surgeon turned functional medicine physician, I'm on a mission to empower women to live their breast and lead best lives. This podcast dives deep into all topics related to breast health, including prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and holistic approaches to support overall well-being. You know what I say, breast health is health. So no matter who you are, a breast cancer survivor, newly diagnosed, in treatment, living with metastatic disease, or you're simply seeking to improve your breast health, this podcast is for you. Join us on this transformative path towards better breast health and a thriving life. And now, let's get to today's episode. Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of Keeping Abreast. I am your host, Dr. Jen Simmons, and I have a really, really special, amazing person with us today. I want to introduce you all to Trina Felber. She is the dynamic founder of Primal Life Organics and a best-selling author for her groundbreaking book, Beauty's Dirty Secret. She is super duper passionate about making this world a better place, about what we're putting in and on us. And she is on a mission to make sure that we clean up the toxicities of this world. We are exposed to exponentially more toxins than our ancestors were. We are not living on our grandmother's earth. We're not even living on our mother's earth. And Trina has an amazing story about how she got into this space. So Trina, welcome. I'm so delighted to have you here.
Thanks, Dr. Jen. I'm super excited to mouth off with you today.
Yeah. And we're going to get into a lot of provocative places. We're going to dive deep into the connection between oral health and cardiovascular health and thyroid health and breast health. And you come to this space really organically, no pun intended, right?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, can you start with mouthing off by why this is so important to you, how you got into this space? Cause we all have a pain to purpose story, and I feel like yours is better than most.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, it's all the pain points. And as an adult, or, you know, any time in my life, you could do anything to me. And I'm pretty resilient. And I know that, you know, if I can't deal with something right now, I'll put it aside and come back to it. But when it comes to my children, forget it. I'm going to drop everything and try and figure it out and make sure that they're safe and everything that they're doing is going to promote health and wellness for them, whether it's physically or mentally. And my daughter was just 2 years old. You know, just a little more background. I'm a registered nurse and I have a master's degree in anesthesia. So for me, I understand how things work at the level of the cells. In order for your cells to be healthy and happy and reduce inflammation in the body, we have to take care of that portion of it. And that's where we're failing. And not just as a medical community, but in every sense of the word. Beauty industry is failing. Big pharma is failing. Big farm is failing. All of them are failing at that cellular level. Yeah. So anyway, my daughter was just 2 years old and she had a tooth erupt, a molar that had some sort of defect in it. And we took her to the dentist and he said, that's a natural cavity. I didn't really realize that could happen, but it can in utero.
What is a natural cavity?
So he said in utero when that tooth was being developed, and he said, technically, it truly usually happens to two teeth at the same time, the same tooth on both sides of the mouth, because they're being developed at the exact same time. But he said, for whatever reason, it only happened to one tooth on her, which I was like grateful for. But he said, maybe I had some sort of bacterial infection, high stress, or something just happened at that time when that tooth was being developed. So I said, okay. And he said, you know, it's pretty significant defect and chances are really good I'm going to have to pull that tooth within a year. But we'll put a temporary filling in it, and the temporary filling is going to fall out every 2 to 3 months. He didn't want to put a permanent because that was going to be for a 2-year-old, that was going to be too much. So he said, we'll just put a temporary in it. It'll fall out every two to three months. That's what temporaries do. And then we'll decide every time it falls out, if it's now is the time to pull the tooth, or do we put another temporary filling in it? So, and for me, I knew that every tooth is connected to organs in the body, or an organ in the body, or a system or glands related via the meridian channel.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you how you knew that, because that is not common knowledge. People do not commonly understand that the mouth is connected to the rest of the body on meridians. And in fact, most dentists don't understand that the mouth is connected to the rest of the body on meridians.
You're right. And I believe me, I didn't get it from my nursing degree, because even though we knew that we needed to do mouth care in nursing, we didn't know why. We really didn't know why. We just knew.
And as a physician in medical school, we only talked about the purposes of oral care to, I guess, prevent cavities, but mostly to prevent bad breath.
Yeah. Right? Oh, 100%.
And we thought of bad breath as an oral hygiene issue rather than you have something deeper or more systemic going on. Like, there was never any connection beyond hygiene. And I'm not sure that connection is being made in dental school.
It's not. It's 100% not. It's funny because when I'll do a talk, and typically I'm at some sort of health symposium, such as like the biohacking conference for Dave Asprey, or, you know, it was PaleoFX at one point. But anyway, I'd be doing my talk about oral health. And at the end, I'd always have a couple dentists walk up to me, and it always scared me. I was like, oh my God, are they going to yell at me for saying the things that I'm saying? Because it's totally non-traditional. Mm-hmm. It's not what they were taught. And yeah, they walk up to me, and they all are so impressed at the knowledge that I have, the way the mouth and the body function together, and how I can relay that information to the general public. And it all stems from my, you know, I think the reason I was supposed to be a nurse is so that I can learn to communicate to people in ways that most, you know, physicians can't communicate or don't think to communicate, because they kind of overtalk.
Yeah.
They speak higher. And as a nurse, I would,
that's, you know, in the very important skill though, to be able to speak in a way that people can understand it and apply it. That's a very important skill.
Yeah.
So otherwise, your nursing degree did serve you very well. It
totally served me really well, just to like have an ingrained depth knowledge about how the body functions, but also how to communicate that to a general person who doesn't have a medical background or a medical degree. Yeah. But I discovered the meridian. So it wasn't my nursing. It was more because I was very holistic from a very young age. I always remember being the one, I've got four sisters, the one that was always very interested in health and wellness. In fact, I think I was 17 or 16, and that was young back then. I know it's not anymore for kids to go get a membership at a gym, but I was the first one in my family that was like, I'm going to go get a gym membership because I want to work out. And so I've always been very health-minded. You know, nutrition has been always very important for me. I believe it was because I started doing like acupuncture and acupressure that I heard about the meridians through that. And just through researching, I discovered the meridian channel is also related to oral health and the teeth and how important that is. So I think that's how I discovered it, because you're wasn't through my medical background, because
wasn't through your medical background.
No. So my daughter's tooth, when I was leaving the dentist, he knew I was upset. You know, he says, don't worry, mom. We put a temporary filling in it. Now we just hope for the best. And I'll tell you what, I don't know. I look back now and I go, I don't know that I would have done anything. I don't know that I would have discovered the truth behind oral. I don't know if I would have created and launched my oral products. I've been making skincare products for a couple of years. I don't know if he hadn't said, and we hope for the best. I don't know that I would have taken any action, because I was walking out of there like every other parent, kind of like overwhelmed and distraught. Like, what are we doing wrong? Like, we're feeding her good. She's not really eating sugar. She's two. And so when he said, now we hope for the best, I thought, no, we don't. Those were the fight. words that this mom was like, there's no way I'm hoping for the best. Yeah. So I immediately went home and I started doing my research. I found out so quick that he's right. He's so right. If we don't switch or do something different, we are going to pull that tooth within a year. I discovered very quickly that what we are being sold is not what we are buying. They are selling us cavity prevention and good oral health. And what we are buying is cavities and gum disease. Because when you look at the ingredients tell the story of what that product is going to do. And this goes just not just for dental, it goes for skincare, it goes for everything, food. The ingredients tell you exactly what you're buying.
Yeah.
But the marketing on the front of the bottle tells you a completely different story.
For sure.
So you have to. Yeah. So you have to look at the ingredients. And when I looked at the ingredients, I was like, whoa, these ingredients are like chemicals. Like, there's no way this is going to heal this tooth or even just prevent further decay.
Yeah.
So I did my research. I found Dr. Weston A. Price. Dr. Weston A. Price is amazing. He was a dentist in the early 1900s. He was actually in Cleveland. I'm just south of Cleveland, Ohio. Is where I've been in Ohio in all my life for the most part. I've lived outside of Ohio for a very brief time. But Dr. Weston A. Price was a dentist in the early 1900s in Cleveland, Ohio, and he discovered the root cause of cavities and gum disease related to bacteria and related to sugar and related to diet and all of these things. And he studied third world countries. He actually went to third world countries. You know, in National Geographic, we're so used to seeing these people in these countries that are so poor. But when they smile, they've got big jaws and big white teeth.
Big white teeth, ear to ear, gorgeous white teeth.
Yes. And they're not obese for the most part. They're healthy. They're trim. And we don't understand, like, we don't even think about why, but he did. He was like, what is going on over there? And why is their oral health so good? But over here, it's not. And this was early 1900s.
Yeah.
And he discovered the link between sugar and cavities. And he was part of the ADA. He was on the ADA board. He went to the ADA, told them, and they basically had a panel one day. And had a panel of him and maybe one or two other people that were on his side. And then all the other people on the other side. And the ADA basically looked at him and his group and said, we don't want people to know the truth. We don't want them to know that cavities and gum disease are 100% preventable. We want our dentists to thrive. We want them to be able to make a living.
Yeah.
We want them to be able to drill, fill, and bill. And so instead of taking what Dr. Weston A. Price discovered, they buried his research, buried it. So most people couldn't find it for a long time. And they said, let's put sugar in toothpaste so that we can go. This was a little bit later down the road, but so that instead of people coming once a year for a dental checkup, they need to come twice a year because they have cavities that we'll have to fill and take care of.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, I discovered what Dr. Weston A. Price discovered. There were three big takeaways. Me. And the three takeaways were the mouth and the food and the environment. It all comes down to the environment inside the mouth, just like the body. This is not going to be anything new that you haven't heard. We're just putting it inside the mouth. It has to be more alkaline. Acidity causes disease. It's just like cancer. Cancer grows in an acidic environment. It grows with stress. It grows with cortisol, grows with all of that type of stuff. Same thing inside the mouth. Your mouth needs to be alkaline. The problem is day and age, it's mostly acidic because of the foods that we're eating. It's so processed, all the sugars, the bacteria, all of that. So it has to be alkaline, has to have minerals. The content, mineral content of the soil of the people in the third world country is so much better than our soil.
Right.
But even
so true, our soil is so depleted.
And even organic soil is so depleted. So the problem is even if you think you're eating healthy with organic products, this is so depleted that you're not getting the minerals. And what happens inside the mouth, so your mouth is not like Vegas, and what happens in your mouth doesn't stay in your mouth, it travels everywhere through your body. And
I was wondering where you're going with that. Your mouth is not like Vegas. That is one for the ages.
Yeah. So your mouth. Yeah. And that's what we'll get into is how is your mouth interconnected with everything else? And that is basically the Vegas analogy.
Yeah.
But
so
basically,
what happens there does not stay there, right?
It does not stay
it
there.
It goes everywhere and wreaks havoc.
And what happens though, but what needs to happen inside the mouth is remineralization. And the remineralization of the teeth can't happen from taking a pill. Indirectly, it can happen, but directly, it does not happen from taking a supplement. It has to be within the food or what you're brushing your teeth with. So the third thing that I took away from Dr. Weston A. Price's research was that you have to cleanse the tissues, detox the tissues of the mouth, just like doing internal detoxes or face, you know, mass detoxes, body detoxes. You have to detox the tissues of the mouth because the mouth tissue is dirty. It's filthy. It's exposed to everything. It's exposed to pollution, exposed to the chemicals and toxins and polluted water that we don't know we're absorbing, everything. So that's a lot of the ways that things get in our body, including heavy metals, I believe is through our gum tissue, as well as the leaky lining of our gut. Because a lot of people suffer from leaky gut, but leaky gut starts inside the mouth as leaky gum syndrome. Yeah. So those were my three takeaways from Dr. Weston A. Price. So to make a long story short, I took those three takeaways, alkaline, minerals, and detox, and I created what I didn't know I was creating back then, but it's now my oral wellness program. I created a dirty mouth tooth powder that I started using on my daughter. And it's made up of clay. It's got a blend of three different clays. They are very detoxing. Yeah. They are minerals.
We use clay very frequently in the detox world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it
bentonite
also,
and zeolite. Yeah.
Yeah. And it has baking soda in it. So it's going to be alkaline so that the minerals can go back into the enamel. And the alkalinity is going to destroy the unhealthy acidic bacteria and support your healthy microbiome. And then on top of that, it's pulling toxins. The clay is going to pull the toxins from the tissues of the mouth to prevent it from getting into the body.
Yeah.
So I took those three things, made my dirty mouth tooth powder. I have to tell you the end of the story because otherwise I forget. We get to talking, then at the end, I'm like, oh my God, I never told them the end of the story. My daughter's tooth, we were supposed to have to pull it within a year. That original temporary filling was only going to last 2 to 3 months. The tooth fell out naturally at the age of 12. So it lasted 10 full years, which was the lifetime. That was the lifespan
time
expectancy
of that tooth. Yeah.
And the original temporary filling was still in place. And the tooth had mineralized over that filling because what was going to kill the tooth was bacteria getting inside and then eating away inside. Yeah. And that's why we would have to pull it, is because eventually there'd be no tooth left.
Right. Because if you follow their plan, that's exactly what happens. And you know, we have this example all over the place. And I tell this story, I'll share it with you. It's not a nice story. But when I finished my functional medicine training and got certified, and I was going to leave surgery and practice integrative oncology or functional oncology or whatever you want to, whatever name tag you want to put on my shirt. And so I went in to meet with the hospital because they wanted to keep me on in some capacity. So they were offering me to be the first chair of integrative oncology in the country, which is a huge, huge compliment, right? What an honor. So I'm meeting with the head of the hospital and I said to him, what are we going to do about the cafeteria? He said, what do you mean?
I said, oh God, you opened up a can of worms.
I said, well, you know, I can't have people having their colons out for colon cancer, and then the next morning have a breakfast of pancakes and with syrup and sausage and bacon. And like, I can't do that. And he's like, well, the cafeteria is off the table. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, the Price-Gurney scores, which are the scores in which the hospital gets judged on a national basis, part of that score is how good the food tastes. And if we make the food taste too healthy, people don't like it. We get a lower score. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to file that away for later. Let's just talk about the fact that here we have people
We have a highly captive audience and we have a teachable moment. These people have just had, they've just had bypass surgery. They've just had cancer surgery. We're never going to get another opportunity like this with them again. Why don't we teach them how to eat so that they don't need another bypass, so that they don't have another heart attack, so that they can reverse their heart disease, so that they don't need another cancer surgery, so they don't die of cancer? He's like, yeah, we don't want to do that. I said, why not? He's like, because we get paid to do procedures. And if people were healthy, how would we do procedures? And I walked out of the office that day realizing that my goals and the system's goals are not the same, because the system is built on illness, sickness, treatment, right? And their goal is not for people to be healthy, because if right now how the system works is they have no way to get paid if people are healthy. So just like that dentist thing where, you know, they want them to be able to drill and fill, it's the same thing everywhere in medicine. The cardiologists need to do procedures. They need to prescribe medications. The cardiothoracic surgeons need to work. The cancer surgeons need to work. The medical oncologists need to give drugs. The radiation oncologists need to radiate, right? And so we do mammograms every year. We radiate women a little bit every year just to ensure that they're going to get that breast cancer, right? And we don't talk about diets because, well, I don't even want to call it a diet, but we don't teach people how to eat because that would instill wellness. And that's not what the medical system is built on. The medical system is built on sickness.
Totally. 100%.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It is. It's awful.
It's awful. And that's one of the reasons, and I'm sure that's your why, you know, part of my why, you know, of course, part of it's keeping my family safe. But the other part of it is, especially as a nurse, you know, I was always, I liked it when we didn't have a lot of patients, you know, and I've worked a lot of different departments or areas, most of them ICU type. I worked in the med surge and neuro ICU and cardiac and ER and OR.
So you took care of the sickest of the sick.
The sickest of the sick. But my goal was always, let's get you better and out of here and let's not your bed. But you know what it's like. The minute the bed is empty, sometimes there's people lined up and waiting for that bed.
I know.
Waiting.
I know.
Literally waiting.
Yeah.
And that was
no sooner. No sooner is that person moved out of the unit, but someone else is rolling in. And sometimes they're coming to you saying, can you get them out of the unit? I need a bed. I need a bed. I need a bed. I need a bed. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. And my goal was always, let's not fill the bed. Let's teach people how to stay on the golf course, to stay on the tennis courts, to travel abroad.
Yeah.
And let's just get them healthy in a mindset. You know, nutrition, you know, your personal care products is a big role. Activity level, mindset, you know, with meditation and things like that, reducing your cortisol and your stress. Yeah. And it's not hard. It's not hard. And for the most part, I believe that people want to be healthy. I don't believe people want to be sick.
I agree with you.
And I think that we've been brainwashed into believing that sickness is okay and it's normal.
Yeah.
Not that
we've definitely normalized a lot of things that should not be normal, right?
Just like when you mentioned bad breath, we have so normalized bad breath, but bad breath is the very first sign that there's an imbalance in the bacteria inside your mouth. It's the warning sign your body's giving you. But instead of knowing that, and instead of us going and being educated, like, hey, if you have bad breath, don't do the breath mints and don't do the sugary gum and things like that. What you really need to do is rebalance the microbiome. And this is how you do that.
Yeah.
And the steps for doing that. But instead we're like, here, use mouthwash. Mouthwash is the silent killer. It's linked to everything. Not directly, it's an indirect link, because mouthwash wipes out your body's basic immune system that starts inside your mouth. And mouthwash has actually been, and I don't know why it's only connected to oral cancers. It's probably connected to every type of cancer there is if they did more research. But mouthwash is related or linked to oral cancers very mm-hmm. closely because of the way it changes the dynamics of the cells.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's, while we're on that topic, why don't we start talking about what's wrong with, and then go down the list. All right. So what's wrong with toothpaste? What's wrong with the, you know, my kids want to use Crest or whatever they want to use. My husband wants to use Arm & Hammer. And I'm like, you know, I feel like mommy dearest, like no wire hangers. I'm like, no commercial toothpaste.
Yes, it's the worst. So unfortunately, the C brands, and in this, you can lump this into mouthwash. Basically, what's wrong with our oral care products is that they are creating more acid inside the mouth. That's one problem. Acid inside the mouth, it's an environment that the unhealthy bacteria can thrive in, and it kills your healthy bacteria. The healthy bacteria, just like it, or just like on your skin, or just like anywhere, healthy bacteria is required. It's not like no, it's required for protection.
Yeah, you can't have a healthy gut, you can't have healthy skin, can't have healthy mouth without that microbiome, that healthy microbiome. And we have that healthy microbiome everywhere.
And the products that were being sold have ingredients in them that are acidic, and they're killing off our good bacteria, creating an acidic environment that the bad bacteria thrives in. What happens during an acidic environment inside the mouth is not only is the harmful or all the bacteria that causes the problems in an environment where it thrives, but the minerals are leaving the teeth. It wears away at your enamel. It leaches minerals from your teeth. So during an acidic environment, minerals leave your teeth, which then means that you end up prone to cavities. You end up prone to sensitive teeth. And in an alkaline environment, the minerals, as long as there's minerals present and the surface of the tooth is clean, the minerals will go back in and plug those holes. So it's supposed to be what's supposed to happen all day. It's a balance. It's a delicate balance. And this is why the people in the third world countries have these beautiful mouths, because they have the right diet. They have better soil. And that balance is like this. Have bad breath. When they lose a mineral, there's another one right here that's going to take the place and fill in that pit or hole in their tooth. But in the US, what happens, or even other places around the world where you're in this environment where you're eating more processed foods, there's sugar in everything. Even when you don't even expect it, there's sugar in everything. Sugar is the root cause, because it feeds the bacteria, then creates more acid. And so what's happening is you're losing minerals. It's too acidic. Now it's just this constant, and it gets further and further apart. And all of a sudden you've got a sensitive spot or a sensitive tooth, and then you've got a cavity that needs filling. And then, you know, you're down the root canal, and it just keeps going. And where is the dentist in all this saying, oh, we can prevent that from happening. We can reverse the cavity, because I don't think I've ever heard a dentist, especially a mainstream dentist, say we can reverse that cavity. Here's what we have to do. No, it's, hey, right now we'll watch it. And then when we will watch it get worse and worse, and when it gets bad enough, we'll fill it. That's your solution.
Yeah.
So, there's totally, the ingredients are causing more acid. It's causing an imbalance in the microbiome. And again, you shouldn't have bad breath. I don't have bad breath. Haven't had bad breath in 10 years. The only time I get bad breath is when I'm speaking a time, like, you know, doing these types of talks where I'm not drinking, my mouth gets a little sour. But you should not wake up with bad breath in the morning, and you should not have bad breath, because the good bacteria inside the mouth is alkaline, and it's not going to cause that sour taste inside your mouth.
Yeah.
So that's the main problem.
I sit here drinking my coffee, worried that
that's okay.
that I'm throwing off the balance in my mouth.
That's okay. I have my coffee too. And part of the problem. So the other problem with the oral products, When you kill off your healthy bacteria inside your mouth, you wipe out your body's innate ability to make 50% of the nitric oxide your body needs. Nitric oxide, have you talked about nitric oxide? I'm assuming you probably have at times. So,
yeah.
All right, I'll go into a little bit of background in case anybody hasn't heard it.
I actually interviewed Nathan Bryan, who was like the guru of nitric oxide. I interviewed him for my last summit.
Oh, perfect. But in case, let me go into just really quick.
Please.
Nitric oxide is amazing. It's one of those chemicals in the body that we need to live. We need to stay healthy and we need to thrive. Nitric oxide is directly related to brain health. It's related to your immune system. It keeps your immune system thriving. Sleep, sexuality, fertility, and infertility is the opposite if you don't have enough nitric oxide. For men and women, but we don't think of this as a female problem, but it really is, erectile dysfunction, and oral health, cancer, all of these things are related to nitric oxide.
Cardiovascular health, vascular health.
How did I miss
all of that?
Yeah.
That's
okay. So nitric oxide, what it does, it's a vasodilator. So it's going to take your blood vessels and from being so like tiny or smaller and amplify it. When you increase the diameter, you increase the flow of blood, which increases oxygen and nutrient delivery to the tissue, which is why it's so important for heart health. But on the reverse, which we never hear, it also helps take toxins and waste and that acidity away from the environment. Yeah. What happens when your vessels are always small is, okay, you can get along with the amount of oxygen and nutrients that you're delivering. But if there's a moment of stress, as in, you know, when you're working out or shoveling snow, which is a lot of times when it happens, you get that cardiovascular heart attack, is that not only are you not able to get blood to the vital organs or the tissue, you're not able to get this acid waste away. So now you've got an environment that is double, you're in a double whammy.
Yeah.
So that's what nitric oxide does. What is happening is that there's two ways inside the body that you produce nitric oxide. One is enzymatically. It's responsible for approximately 50% of the nitric oxide. So it's enzymatic internal. I'm not going to go into that pathway. I'm going to go into the pathway in the mouth. The other way that you make nitric oxide is inside your mouth, and it's related to the bacteria inside your mouth, your saliva, which is the secretion nobody's talking about, but it's the one that's supposed to protect you 24/7, and your gut microbiome. So what happens when you out the healthy bacteria inside your mouth, which is what most oral care products on the market, especially the main brand ones, are doing. What happens is when you eat nitrates, and nitrates come from good, healthy food, such as beets and spinach, and it's usually like the vegetables, not hot dogs and not bacon, not those type of nitrates. We're talking healthy nitrates. When you eat nitrates, if you have healthy bacteria your mouth, which means you don't have sour mouth, you have a healthy breath, the nitrates are broken down by the good bacteria and converted into nitrites. And then you swallow that, and your saliva is protective of it, carries it to your gut, and the healthy bacteria in the gut converts the nitrites to nitric oxide. When you don't have, and you wipe out 50% of your nitric oxide production inside the mouth, now all sudden, you don't have the ability, and this is your immune system, this is everything that we mentioned, heart health, fertility, all of the system, this is completely wiped out.
Yeah.
And we wonder why everything is on the rise. But a lot of times it starts right here inside the mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to pay attention to that. I want to talk about an ingredient that we haven't touched on yet, which so few people know or understand what it's doing, and it's everywhere and it's wreaking havoc on our health. What about fluoride?
You said the F word.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse at you.
It's okay.
Although I do speak like a sailor most days.
That's okay.
I don't know what it is with me. But I said the other F word to you just now, the fluoride word.
Yes. So fluoride. Yeah. Well, it's been linked to neurotoxicity. That one we've heard, a lot of people know that. So if that's not bad
I
enough.
Think a lot of people don't know that.
And that is true. A lot of people don't even know.
Knowledge around fluoride is minimal. And most people really believe that you need it, for mineralization. And they're giving it to their kids. They're giving it to themselves. They're supporting it being in water. Fluoride's a problem, and it's an education problem.
It's a huge problem. So I like to put it this way, because I like to speak in a language, like I said earlier, that people can relate to and understand. You should not have been born, and you should not be delivering babies that have fluoride in their body. Fluoride is not supposed to be in our body. It's not naturally found in the human body. The only reason babies are being born with fluoride already in their body, because they haven't brushed their teeth yet, they haven't drank the water or anything like that, is because mom has fluoride in her body and is passing it to baby. So I like to start there. Let's just start with the simple fact that we aren't even supposed to have fluoride in our body, yet that's what we're doing. We're putting fluoride in everybody's body because we believe that it's supposed to make the teeth stronger. Let's go back to like the research aspect of this. They did the research that really made everyone believe what we still believe, that fluoride is supposed to make the teeth stronger. When in reality, the longer that research went, the longer they did the research, what they found was that that was completely false. Fluoride does not make teeth stronger. It does not help remineralize the teeth. But they didn't tell us that. They didn't tell us the ending of the story. They cut it off in the middle and said, oh, we don't want them to know that. Because what they don't want us to know is the other things. They don't want us to pay attention to the fact that fluoride is linked to a lot of other health issues that ultimately will cause a lot more problems down the road that then big pharma and big everything else can take care of with all the other things that they can give us to try and get us back to health, their version of sickness, I mean health.
Right.
So fluoride is a neurotoxin. It literally changes the cell structure, and neurologically that impacts you in the central nervous system. So what does that look like for everybody? It can be different, but it can impact your ability to think straight, to sleep, to concentrate, all of those types of things. It has been when you have too much, or when a child has too much, it can concentrate in the bones and the teeth. And it's actually been linked to bone cancer, which I'm sure, if it's causing cancer in one spot, it's not going to not cause cancer other places. What it's causing is inflammation. It's not supposed to be in your body.
It's not supposed to be there.
It's a toxin. It's a toxin. And what happens when you produce a toxin, your body's going to try and fight it, and it's going to cause inflammation. And while your body's taking so much energy to fight this type of toxin and inflammation, what is it not able to fight over here? This is the problem, is that we're so overwhelmed or overloaded with toxins in our bodies that our system can't handle it. And there starts to be breakdowns. And for everybody, that's different. For someone, it could be breast cancer. For someone, it could be nephrotoxicity, or your kidneys, or your liver, or your heart, or your brain. Everybody responds differently to the way their body responds to inflammation.
Yeah. But your point is well taken, in that if your immune system is distracted by whatever inflammatory stimulus there is, in this case, fluoride, then it can't do what it's supposed to do everywhere else. So it can't protect you from the common cold or the flu or that thing that's going around. It can't survey your body for cancer cells, because we know that cancer is a failure of the immune system to recognize a process that went wrong in its very beginning, in its infancy.
Yeah.
And so this is a huge distraction from our immune system.
Yeah. The other thing that it's not well known, people aren't talking about this in Fluoride causes a decrease in testosterone. So this impacts men. It can impact their sperm count, their sperm motility, the shape of their sperm. And for women, the same type of things, it impacts their ability to release an egg, for the egg to implant. And no one's talking about, like, infertility. This is so frustrating. Infertility is on the rise. And our only response to that in the medical system is, let's give them drugs. Let's give them drugs and let's do all these things to see if we can. Meanwhile, we're feeding them things through our skin, our personal care products that have birth control pills in them, the waste, medical waste in them, to suppress all of their hormones. We're giving them fluoride so that your testosterone level is low. Let's not fix that, because I bet you if you fix that, a big percentage of infertility would just go away. And then think about the health of the children being born. I've never, like, we're seeing a rise on all of the childhood types of ailments that are actually most likely preventable. And I'm not here to scold any parent, but as a society, we should be looking at this and saying something's wrong. And it's probably what our generation or the generation before us, and you see the trickle down of how it's become more and more toxic. It's more and more not natural. We're getting away from the natural ingredients. In fact, when people convert to a plant and animal, you know, whether you're vegan or not, but a natural food diet, illness goes away.
Yeah.
And it can reverse and go away.
Yeah, for sure. And we see that time and time again. And it's this synthetic living, this diet of convenience, and that grows across the board. That's our food. That's the way we live, with technology, with deadlines, with stress, with the pressures of everyday life. This is creating this acidic environment, which is depleting us.
And like you said earlier, as women, and men are almost as bad, but not quite, because they don't use as many products and they're not putting makeup on. But women, by the time you walk out the door, if you're using conventional products, you've just bombarded your body with 150, sometimes even more, chemicals.
Yeah.
Chemicals.
And a big problem with many of those chemicals is that they are not tested with one another. So maybe some of them are tested individually, but there's no synergy testing. And we know that so many things have these synergistic effects on us, where one and one doesn't equal two. One and one equals four or six or eight.
And that's part of the problem as well with dental health. Like, you nailed it right on the head. It's the conversion of these, the breakdown. It's not even just the actual product. It's when it's in, it's, you're either using it in combination in that own product with another ingredient, or especially women, we put more than one product on our skin. So we're going to put our face moisturizer on, then we're going to put our foundation on, and it's layering. And like said, it's the layering of those things.
No doubt.
It's the layering. And those chemicals are, like, sometimes the breakdown or the interaction. One of the things with mouthwash is that the breakdown and the interaction causes this ingredient that is known to cause cancer. And that is the link to oral cancer, is that it's actually a breakdown of the ingredients of alcohol with other ingredients that creates this toxic ingredient that is known to cause cancer. But that's not what we're being presented with at all. No one's talking about that or trying to make the public aware that you have a choice. I mean, a lot of people don't even realize that they have a choice, that this is a choice that you need to make.
And we didn't even talk about the effects on thyroid health.
Right.
And
100%.
Yeah.
And that goes into the fluoride as well as the nitric oxide with dental health. And then in terms of personal care products, you know, it's a plethora of ingredients, synthetic ingredients that are just bombarding your thyroid.
Yeah. So I want to go back to the connection between the mouth and the health in the rest of the body and the meridians, because so often I have people come to me and they literally, you know, we always in the functional medicine world, we're always asking why is this happening? What is the root cause? Where is this coming from? And 90% of my practice are people that come to me and say, I'm healthy, but I have breast cancer, right? Which already is a disconnect from what health is, because we're taught that health is the absence of disease instead of health being optimal function, right? So if you don't carry a diagnosis, you think of yourself as healthy. And what that means is you either don't doctor or you haven't failed yet. Because we only recognize failure, right? We don't, it's that whole wait and see thing that you were talking about with your daughter. We're going to wait and see, right? And that same thing happens every single day with blood pressure that's borderline, with blood sugar that's borderline. We're going to wait and see, right? What it really means is we're going to wait to fail.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I get these women who have failed, right? Because they have a breast cancer diagnosis. And when we start to dig down, because maybe they are eating a pretty good diet, or maybe they are of normal weight and that kind of thing. But then you ask them, talk to me about your dental history. And they're like, why do you want to know that? Right? And so why do people need to know about their oral health, and what connection does that have on, you know, why does that matter?
That is such a good question. And the easiest way to explain this is that it comes down to inflammation and how inflamed is your body. And inflammation doesn't really show up. It doesn't rear its ugly head, like you said, until we've failed. You can live with inflammation in your body, and it can be all over the place, concentrate in one area, which is where then you failed and you find that. But the best way to treat any type of disease is to reduce overall inflammation. And one of the primary, and this is why even the Surgeon General had said that the mouth is the gateway to internal health, or the mirror of internal health. And what this means is that inflammation typically comes from very few original sources. And then once it's inside the body, like, you know, outside the body, there's so much going on, and our body is meant to have these protections. It's meant to have your skin, but your skin has microbiome, or it's supposed to have microbiome. And same thing with your mouth. Your mouth is supposed to have this microbiome that's keeping the bad stuff out. Your gut is supposed to have a healthy microbiome that keeps the walls tight, the junctures tight, so that the bad stuff can't get in. Because as soon as it enters the body, now it's a whole nother world. And your body has to figure out, how do I get rid of this, or how do I mitigate it, or where do I put it so that it creates less chaos? So a lot of stuff gets stored in our fat tissue. And then as we equilibrate and try to detox, this is why sometimes detoxing can be so frustrating, because you're like, okay, I'm detoxing. I'm doing this detoxing program. And, you know, the first 3 days I feel great. I have energy and my brain feels really good and I'm sleeping great. And then day 4, 5, 6 hit, and you're like, I feel like crap.
Like a truck hit you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's because you've stored a lot of this inflammation and these toxins in your fat tissue, which is where they love to live. And your brain, by the way, is fat tissue.
Yeah.
So this is why a lot of times you get brain fog. But as your body, it's an equilibrium. That's what I want to say, an equilibrium. Uh-huh. And this is one of the things that we do in anesthesia, is that when we want to put you to sleep, to create an equilibrium in your blood and your brain. So we have to give you enough anesthesia in your blood to build up the anesthesia in your brain. And then when the level is good and you go to sleep, we have to maintain that equilibrium. Mm-hmm. So you're asleep the whole time. You don't wake up during surgery. when we want you to hopefully wake up at the end of
surgery. Hopefully, God willing.
No, that you sleep through it all. And then, so at the end, when we want you to wake up, we turn the gas off. So what happens is, this is your blood, this is your brain. What happens is your blood starts to get rid of the anesthesia. And as it's getting rid of it, there's always trying to be an equilibrium. So the anesthesia from your brain is going to go back into your blood, because this is what we want. That's going to all create the equilibrium. And then eventually, when it's almost all worn off, is when you wake up. And then it'll take some more time, because the lower the concentration, the longer it takes for that equilibrium to then filter out to zero, which is why it takes so long. Sometimes you feel groggy for 24 hours. Yeah. Same thing about toxins in your fat tissue. They've been living there for years, probably. You go on a weight loss diet or you do a detox, and all of a sudden you start to feel like crap, because you're pulling those, your blood is now getting rid of the toxins, but it's going to equalize, because at that level that you were living, there was equal amount in your blood as in your tissue. Mm-hmm. That's how it works, an equal amount. When you're pulling things, detoxing out of your blood, eventually your tissue is going to be like, oh, we need to get rid of this. We need to get rid of this. And so you're going to start.
It does take a little time for that to happen. That's that first 3 days.
It can take a while. Yeah. And then you start to pull, and this might not be the same toxins. So your body's not used to these toxins. It's a little different, and you start to feel sick. And that's part of the reason. Not that you shouldn't go through a process like that, because everybody needs, the less toxins you have, and the less inflammation. Yeah. But let's go back to the mouth. So what happens inside the mouth is that with the gum tissue, and this typically comes down to gum tissue, but it's also just going back to the nitric oxide, the bacterial relationship is due to the nitric oxide, and the nitric oxide's ability for your immune system and heart health and all of that blood flow and all of that.
But it's nitric oxide production.
Right. So when you kill off your good bacteria, that's the external, if you will, piece of how does this relate to everything? How does your mouth relate to all internal? So there's two facets: the nitric oxide production inside the mouth. The second way is because of the gum tissue. A lot of people have inflamed gums. It's pretty standard. It's pretty normal, especially once you hit 25 to 30 years old. Most people do. They don't know it until they're around their 30s to 40s. When you start to get more of the signs. But that inflammation in the gum tissue is like leaky gut syndrome. I call it leaky gums. Leaky gum syndrome is when
leaky gums, it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah. Leaky gums, leaky gut, and leaky brain.
Yeah. And when this happens, things that have no business being on the inside get access to the inside. It's like a backstage pass to your, that you accidentally somehow gave to your stalker.
Yeah. So that's a good analogy. Here's the difference between your gut and your gums. So in your gut, we have the protective mechanism of the liver, so that a lot of the blood flow will go to the liver to convert things that are lipid soluble, because that's what most toxins are. That's why they live in your fat. They'll find their way into your fat tissue or your brain tissue. They're lipid soluble. Your liver will convert them to water soluble, and you get rid of them in your urine or in your feces, is how you typically can detox. That's how the body pathologically is supposed to get rid of toxins. When you're overwhelmed with toxins, then the liver can't, you get enzyme induced, and you can't, your liver can't keep up. So then that's when the toxins start to mitigate into the, you get that higher level in your blood, and then it starts to mitigate into the tissues to kind of lower the blood level. Since your liver can't lower the blood level, let's lower it and put it, store it somewhere. So we're going to store it in the tissues, in your brain, and other places. So in your gums, it's the exact same thing, but your gum tissue, so your gum blood flow doesn't go from your gums to your liver. Your blood flow from your gums goes from your gum tissue into vascular blood that then travels back, gets pumped back to your lungs to be reoxygenated.
Yeah.
Straight to your heart. This is really why the direct link to gum, the gums or the mouth and the heart is so strong, is because that blood flow goes straight back to the heart. And then from the heart, remember, those toxins haven't been broken down. This is full strength.
Yeah.
Goes pumped everywhere to every organ, including your brain.
Yeah.
Very little will go to your liver to be detoxified.
Yeah. So it's the difference between the toxins going into what we call the portal circulation, which is the circulation that runs through the liver to be detoxified. So everything that comes through the gut goes through the portal circulation. And we're designed that way on purpose because we do and always have taken in toxins from the environment. But, you know, our bodies are super smart. So we're like, hey, we got it. You eat those toxins and we'll just run it through the liver. We'll run it through our internal cleansing and then send it out to the rest of the body. You'll be fine. But what our body didn't count on is us breaking down the healthy environment of our mouth so that the gums are then leaky and allow for these toxins to go directly into our circulation.
Right.
Directly in. They don't have the benefit of going through the liver. And so
your stalker gets into you and goes.
Yeah. It's like giving your stalker a key to your house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The garage door opener. Here's the garage door opener.
Yeah. Hey guys. See you later. So when that happens, I understand that, you know, this is why people get heart infections and endocarditis, because the bacteria is right there. It's very inflammatory. And now we kind of have a window into what's happening with the breast. So talk about that direct connection between the mouth and the breast.
It's going to be that inflammatory load, as well as the fact that your lymphatic system, which is also your trash gateway, is all interconnected. So these toxins, this inflammatory process, these toxins can build up into your lymphatic system, and especially under the arms. And, you know, this can dip a little bit into the types of antiperspirants that we're using or deodorants and the toxins in those, but all of that is interconnected. And when there's such a toxic load, for a lot of women, breast cancer is what is going to be an end result, because that is a weakness. That's a weak area. You have little blood flow. You have little, you know, it's such a delicate tissue area, and there's less blood flow there. So things are going to stay stagnant a little bit more. You're going to have less opportunity to get rid of waste and detoxify that area.
And when you understand the tissues of the breast, and you talked about that toxins are lipophilic in that they love fat, right? That's what lipophilic means. And so they are stored in fat. That's where we put our fat. Oh, that's where we put our toxins. It's a protective mechanism, right? We have toxins in our blood. Our liver can't deal with them. Doesn't have the capacity or is overloaded. So we'll safely store them in a fat cell to get them out of circulation so they can't hurt our brain and stuff like that. So it is a protective mechanism. And when you look at the tissues that make up the breast, we have glandular tissue. That's the milk producing tissue, but we have fat tissue and we have a lot of it. And so when you're storing these toxins into fat cells, you're storing them into the fat cells of the breast. So now look at what the breast cell's neighbor is. It's like having like a hoarder of a neighbor, right? And when that hoarder fills its spot, it like creeps all over onto your property, and it's a toxic environment. So that is really what's happening there. And yes, the breast cells are sensitive, but I think that we can only say that in the context of their neighbors are often filled with toxins, right? Yeah. So the glandular cells are sitting next to a fat cell that, if you have a large toxic burden, you're going to have a lot of toxins being stored in the breast. And that's what's creating this environment, this acidic environment that you're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, against what most men will tell you, this is, ladies, going to be big news. The breast tissue or the breasts, not vital organs. your body is designed to shunt blood to vital organs first.
Yeah.
And that means that any time that you need more oxygen, more blood flow, nitric oxide, whatever, it's going to try to clean up the areas that are most vital for life, which would be your heart, your liver, your kidneys, you know, your lungs, the brain. But your breast is really far down on the list. You don't need those to survive. You know, they're functionally, you need them for certain reasons, but it's not going to be a priority. Let's go to the breast tissue and try and detox that. No. Yeah. So that's one of the other reasons. And then on top of it is women. So many women wear underwire bras that are compressing the blood flow even more. You know, we put them in cages all day, and now you're compressing blood flow even more. That there's no wonder that there's toxic buildup in the tissue. I mean, sometimes depending on what type of bra you're wearing, that could actually be causing more lactic acid buildup in that area than really what should be. And your body isn't designed necessarily to be able to take care of that because it's too busy. Sometimes, you know, especially if you've got a lot of too busy taking care of your vital organs.
Yeah. And that is an excellent point that I don't think I've even ever discussed before, which is that we are all in this persistent sympathetic fight or flight state. Like just the way that we live our lives now is we're on the go. We work too much. We consume too much. We're just like go, go, go all the time. And we have deadlines and our cell phones and like everything is keeping us in this cortisol dominant state. And that is we're on high alert. So we're going to shunt the circulation to the things that need it when you're on high alert, because we don't understand the difference between these two states, right? We only understand fight or flight and rest and repair. We don't understand that we have a deadline. To us, deadlines are saber-toothed tigers, right? So we're fighting for our life. So we're going to shunt the blood to essential organs, and the breast is not one of them. So if you are in a chronic stressed state, and that's lasting days, weeks, months, sometimes for people years, like if you're living in a bad relationship or you have a bad boss or, you know, whatever that situation is, if it's ongoing, you're in this persistent cortisol state with blood being shunted away from the breast, because as you said, it's not a vital organ. So you're not clearing the toxins out of there. You're not. And they're just sitting there. So that is the recipe for breast cancer. So I'm so grateful that you said that. I hadn't even thought of that before.
And one of the things, and I used to make this product, and I'm actually thinking about bringing it back because it was such a great product. It was a couple years ago, and I kind of partnered with a company called Keep a Breast Foundation, which is a great foundation. And I made a product, and it's called Check Yourself Booby Balm. And one of my ideas behind this is because of the fact that women strap these things on and there's less blood flow and, you know, the tissue of the breast isn't important to the body as like the heart tissue. So there's less blood flow. I created what was a balm that had a lot of really nutrient-rich ingredients from plants. Some of them were plants that are known to keep cells healthy or get rid of cells that are not healthy, which would ultimately turn into like a cancer cell. But it's a balm that you put on every day if you want, as often as you want, and you do it while you're massaging your breast. So you're almost checking yourself daily. And
you're increasing your blood flow and nitric oxide production while you're massaging.
Dumping your trash. So you're almost increasing that blood flow, getting rid of the toxins, hopefully, of course, you can never say, you know, I'm hope to decrease the likelihood of any of that turning into breast cancer or even mitigating something that's already going on there. But if you can reduce that inflammation and toxic load, and sometimes it's as simple as increasing blood flow.
Yeah.
Blood flow is vital to life.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's amazing.
So I'm actually thinking about bringing this product back because I loved it so much.
I think we should bring it back.
I think I'm actually going to. I've got my team working on the ingredients, and because there's a couple ingredients we don't no longer have because we stopped making it. But it was such a phenomenal ingredient that I think was just before its time. I think now there's so much going on. People are more awake.
I'm happy to support you in that. So I will for sure let you, I mean, do your thing because that's where the magic is. And then whenever it's ready to go, you let me know and I will support you in that because
awesome.
I think that whole issue needs to be brought to light. People need to understand about circulation and its role in tissue health. And the breasts are no exception and they need that attention and we will have healthier breasts if we do that.
Yeah.
So we've gone through so much today. I mean, like it's really been amazing. We talked about the mouth is the window to internal health and the work of Dr. Price and the fact that it was for so long buried, which we see that all the time across industry, because when we solve a problem, the industry is not interested in solutions, right? They're interested in mitigating and managing symptoms, but they're not looking to not work anymore, right? And the industry only works if you have a problem. So we learned about acidity being the cause of mouth disease, and that we need alkalinity, we need minerals, remineralization, and we need detox of the mouth. We talked about what's wrong with toothpaste, what's wrong with mouthwash. And we talked about how your mouth health impacts your overall health. So brain health, heart health, really thyroid, fertility, sexuality. We talked about all of those things. We talked about the problems with fluoride, and that it is a toxin that causes problems in all the tissues that it deposits into. I actually think that it has a lot to do with why we have osteoporosis.
I agree 100%.
And it certainly has a lot to do with why we have as much thyroid disease as we have.
Right.
But I never like to talk about a problem without offering a solution. So how do we create a healthy mouth?
It's actually super easy, which is where my biggest frustration comes from, is because it's actually easy and it doesn't take much time. And it's actually when people find me and they say, because I make skincare, I make a lot of products, but they always ask me, where do I start? The biggest bang for your buck is starting with your oral health. You're going to impact every area of your body and then ultimately changing over to better products for your personal care, you know, face products and skin products and things like that. But I created a package. It's called the Dental Detox Kit. It's the start of my oral wellness program. And in the kit, you get everything that you need. Oh, here, I have one here for anybody that's watching video. It's a kit that everything that you need for 60 days is in this kit, and you get a morning and nighttime tooth powder, and it's made, this is the exact thing that I made for my daughter, which is what saved her tooth. It now has nanohydroxyapatite in it, because nanohydroxyapatite is just calcium and phosphate. It is what is found in your enamel, but it's got a blend of the three clays, which are going to help remineralize with the minerals, because your teeth are not just calcium and phosphate. Your teeth have a plethora of minerals in them, including manganese and magnesium and silica. And it's a lock and key. If it's not the exact mineral that you lost, you will not replace it with a calcium. So if you lost a manganese, you will not replace it with the calcium. That hole will be there until you put a manganese mineral in that spot. So that's what I love about clay. So you'll get a morning and nighttime tooth powder. The only difference is the nighttime has activated charcoal added to it for a better detox. So pulling the toxins of the tissues out of the body. And what I always recommend with my products, with my toothpaste and tooth powder, and let's just for the record, most dental products on the market, toothpaste will have a little thing asterisk that says, if more than the recommended amount is swallowed, call poison control. So that's a big warning sign.
Yeah. But it amazes me that people don't heed that warning, and that I'm sure they would call poison control, but why aren't they reading that package and saying, why would I put this in my child's mouth?
I know. And kids will swallow it. We use all food grade clay. And so many people, and I've done it for years, do a clay detox where you actually drink clay. It's usually bentonite, but it has to be food grade. So we do use food grade clay. And while I always recommend spitting, because clay will absorb those toxins, you want to spit them in the sink. If you do swallow some, or if your child swallows it, it is food grade. And once it binds to a toxin, it's for life. Like, it will follow it all the way through your system and get rid of it, which is why I love clay. Yeah, you'll poop it out. So anyway, you get the morning and nighttime tooth powders. Gumdrops is my replacement for mouthwash. So it's olive oil base. And olive oil has squalene in it, which is really healing for the tissues, for epithelial type cells, which is what your gum tissue is. So the faster we can heal your tissues, your gum tissue, the more likely that we're going to prevent that leaky gum, and the less likely that inflammation process will continue to get worse and worse. Ultimately hoping that your body then can slowly reduce the inflammatory load. As soon as we shut the water faucet off, your body can now start to work to go back to normal. My goal as a nurse, and this is where I believe this is how I do my nursing care now, I can reach millions of people around the world doing it this way, is if I can shut the faucet for inflammatory disease processes that starts inside the mouth, if I can turn that faucet off, your body can eventually, it's not going to happen overnight, but eventually start to get back to normal, because your body will always try to go back to normal until it's overwhelmed with some sort of disease process. So the gumdrops is amazing. It's got 11 essential oils in it. The essential oils are great for reducing inflammation, increasing blood flow, which is always what we talked about for healing, getting rid of the bad stuff. And then also for supporting your good microbiome. You will also get a dental floss. Everything that I make is eco-conscious. So this is made from cornstarch instead of a regular plastic, and it's got a bamboo string. And then you also get a copper tongue scraper. The copper tongue scraper will last you a lifetime as long as you take care of it. And then a bamboo toothbrush, which has activated charcoal infused into the bristles to help detox. This whole kit will last about 60 days. And then once you're done, the oral wellness continues, and you just replace the pieces that you want to replace. And if you want to switch to a paste, then I also make a toothpaste, but I always start people on powder because the powder is so much more concentrated. It's paste without the water. And we use colloidal silver. So that's why my toothpaste is really amazing. Colloidal silver is awesome. It works by vibration. It doesn't have to actually contact the bacteria. So, but I always start people with the powder because it's super concentrated. And then I always tell people too, you can always finger some on during the day, just a clean finger, dip it in the powder, and then rub it on your teeth and gums throughout the day. And that is going to actually help repair the tissue of the enamel throughout the day faster. And then, once you're done with this, you just continue with the program. And inside here, you get the program of how to do what, when. It's a twice a day program. You can brush more often. I always encourage it, especially if you're having problems and at the beginning, but twice a day at a minimum. And then the red and blue LED light therapy that I created. Let me see. Do I have one around me? Here, I have one. This is my mouthpiece that uses blue light, red light, and the combination of blue and red light. And red and blue light. I'm assuming you've probably talked about red light in the past. Red light therapy does the same thing inside your mouth that it does for other areas of the body. Mm. It's great for wound healing. Diabetics, they've been using it for diabetics for years, but for the gum tissue, it's going to increase blood flow, reduce inflammation, and speed collagen production. Collagen is extremely important for giving you the viable tissue and the bounce back ability so that it's not so fragile. So that's red light therapy. I always recommend this no matter whether you've got, you know, healthy gums or not, it's never a bad idea to keep them better, because when you find out you have gum disease, you probably have had it for 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, for sure.
And same with all disease. Like, you probably have had it for years. So prevention is key, and you need it before you think you do.
Yeah.
Blue light therapy is incredible. Harvard did a study, and blue light therapy, they wanted to see what blue light does to the harmful bacteria. The bacteria, this cute little thing I have to show you since you're the breast girl, because I use this all the time. This is a breast cancer cell. So, and I use this all the time for my videos. I'm very big on props, but any kind of cancer, but this is breast cancer since we're talking.
I recognize the receptors.
Yeah. Of that. And the sad face, and it's got the little ribbon.
Yeah.
But these guys, all type of cancer cells or harmful bacteria. This isn't really bacteria. Harmful bacteria have this little portion to it. I like to say it's the heart. And the only reason I say that is because without this piece, that bacteria can't thrive. It can't live. But healthy bacteria doesn't have this piece in it. But when the bacteria is exposed to blue light, that piece or that heart explodes and the bacteria dies. So when you're using the blue light therapy inside the mouth, it's killing. And light therapy, like everywhere else, penetrates the tissue. So you're not just talking surface level. We're talking a little bit between the teeth, maybe into the pockets of the gum, but it actually causes the unhealthy bacteria to literally die. And the healthy bacteria is not affected because of the fact that it doesn't have that piece. So this is literally like a death sentence to unhealthy bacteria. The other piece of it is that peroxide, we didn't go into peroxide. Peroxide's really bad for the oral bacteria. It's bad for it's caustic, or can break down gum tissue. And it's also bad for the enamel. It dehydrates the lower levels, the inside, the dentin level of the enamel, which then basically is your infrastructure, and you've weakened the infrastructure, but people use it because it whitens the teeth. What I designed is a gel that goes with this device, and it does not use peroxide. We use olive oil as a base because it's soothing to the gum tissue. And then it's very similar to my other products. Use clay to remineralize, nanohydroxyapatite to remineralize the teeth. So it's going to help strengthen the teeth while it's working. And then it has ingredients in it that are going to increase blood flow even more. And when you use it with the device, it helps to get rid of the white. It helps to rebuild the enamel, which is the thickest part and the whitest part of the tooth. So ultimately, my goal is to get your teeth white forever. And the whiter they are, because the enamel is thick, the more cavity resistant they're going to be.
Yeah.
So I will give Dr. Jen links that make sure you click through the links that she has, because I'm giving you guys a big discount, 60% off the LED teeth whitening system.
Amazing. Thank you.
And then for the detox kit, by the way, I always like to mention this. You can get 1, 3, or 6. And I always suggest, especially for the people living in your household, kids over 12 need to do a detox. Your cavities and gum disease are contagious, and especially living with people, you know, you don't realize it, but the bacteria from spoon to spoon, straw to straw, whatever.
Yeah.
And especially if you have young children, cavities and gum disease are contagious. So getting everyone on your family on the program is always important.
Yeah.
But what I like to do at the very end, you should get these. I use these for talks. I always put something in this, but this, we're hoping to turn these cancer cells into nice, healthy cells is what my goal is.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Where do I get myself one of those?
You know what? I got some of them off of Amazon. It's been a long time. If I find the link, I'll send it to you.
Okay. That would be awesome.
But aren't they super cute? And I always
so cute.
When I do a talk anywhere, I put a little present inside. So when they open it up and turn it around, they get a little gift inside.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Cute. Amazing. Amazing. Like, today was mind blowing. I I have so much more to talk to you about. So we have to schedule another one because we didn't even get into skincare.
Yeah.
Right. And skin is our biggest organ. So we have to get into skincare. So we will do that on another day. But for now, where can people find you and learn more and hear more?
PrimalLifeOrganics.com is the website. And by the way, if anyone's super interested, I do have 3 different blogs written about breast cancer and personal care products. So if you're interested in taking a deep dive, just go to my website and type in breast cancer at the top and you'll get the 3 different blogs.
Actually, I think we'll link to them in the show notes because I think that would be a great opportunity for people to learn about that.
Yeah.
So I'm for sure going to link in the show notes, your website, we'll link to your blogs, we'll link to how to get that kit and with that amazing discount that you're offering to my listeners. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for that because as we learned today, oral health is the key to overall health and you can't have one without the other. And we need to start to understand that connection. That connection needs to be universal knowledge so that people do the right thing from the very start with their children in understanding that we have to have a healthy mouth in order to have a healthy body. And having a healthy mouth means eating a diet that is whole food, real food, right? And then not using these products in our mouth that we think are helpful, like fluoride toothpaste and mouthwash, that are actually doing the exact opposite of what we want them to do, right? We think that we're protecting our health when in fact, our health is only deteriorating with the use of these products.
Absolutely. It was such a great talk. Conversation. Mouthing off. Thank you for mouthing off with me today.
Yes. I love that. Mouthing off.
I cannot wait to come back and talk about skincare because, I was reading a study just recently about how the chemicals in skincare products, there's things that are going on that if you've had breast cancer before, that using certain types of ingredients will increase your risk of having cancer. Another episode of cancer.
A recurrence.
A recurrence. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's so important.
Yeah. It's so important. It's not talked about enough. It's not understood enough. And it's wonderful that we're having these conversations, but we need to be having these conversations inside of medical oncology offices and breast surgery offices and the places, the touch points that people are getting from the very start. Because unless they come and seek out someone like you or someone like me, people don't know this. And so I'm certainly on a mission to make sure that this information is widely distributed. I hope that everyone goes to your website and checks out your products because you are on a mission to make this world a healthier place. And we need more and more people like you who we have to replace the convenience that people are getting that are driving illness with the convenience of things that are driving health.
100%.
Yeah. Well, this has been an amazing, amazing talk. We covered so much. I can't wait to have you back to talk about more, to talk about all the skincare stuff that needs to be talked about. And if you liked this, and I can't imagine that you didn't like this, but if you like this, please share this with people because we are on a mission to educate people and we can't do that without you, without your participation and without your caring and sharing. So please make sure that you share this and go to Primal Life Organics, check out Trina's website, check out all her offerings because they're amazing. And we're going to have her back real soon. And it is Dr. Jen, and I'm going to say bye for now.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Keeping Abreast podcast with Dr. Jen. I hope you found the discussion informative and empowering. Remember, breast health is health. So by staying informed and taking proactive steps, you have the power to optimize your well-being. My team and I encourage you to apply the knowledge gained from today's episode to make positive changes in your life and share what you've learned with others. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Your feedback and support mean the world to us and help us to reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Stay connected with me on social media, where I share additional resources, advice, updates, and announcements related to breast health. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dr. Jen Simmons. And remember, my Jen has two N's. So until next time, remember to stay proactive, informed, and confident in your breast health journey. The key to your health is you.